We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now to go to the Harbor One Bank hotline and bring in Jason McCourty, who is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing pretty well. Curious, is the... the story about the video camera in Cincinnati, is that resonating at all in the locker room? Is that something any of you guys have even discussed?
Dang, that's the first question? No, I think everybody, like, when it happens, like you all talking about, like, dang, did you see that? But I think beyond that, we really have no idea what goes on with anything of that nature. So I think for us, like, it has nothing to do with you. And I think for us last Sunday, you were playing a game here in Foxborough, so you have no idea what was going on in Cincinnati or anything like that. So I think for us, you may have a quick conversation about it, but then beyond that, it's just, all right, let's get back to football and focus on what we can control and what we can do to get the result that we want on Sunday.
So as a player, you don't get bothered when the people are, you know, the national pundits, these guys who don't like the Patriots anyway, Jason, saying they cheat, this is what they do. There's no... after effect there in that locker room?
Nah, I mean, because honestly, none of us were there in the press box. None of the people that are making comments were there. None of us really have an account or know what took place. And anytime anything makes national news and national media, everybody's going to form and have an opinion on it. I think for us, we know who we are and what we do and how we prepare and all of that. So I think things that are said on the outside, not only here in football, but in life, you can't let it control you or force any type of reaction out of you when you know it doesn't dictate anything in your life.
Jason, we always hear so often that, you know, real football starts after Thanksgiving and you got to be playing your best football of the year at this time of year, and yet you guys are on a two-game losing streak. How concerning is that, and how do you get out of that little slide?
I think you just continue to work, and I think the truth of it for us is we've gone up against some really good teams, and we haven't always played our best football throughout this kind, I guess you can say, throughout the two-game skid. And I think you have to turn those games on, and you have to learn from it, and then you have to move forward. And I think, like you just said, you have to be playing your best football around this time, but we still have time to do so. So I think in the prior two games, we came up short, I think, but you learned something. You know, this last game, to be down at halftime versus Kansas City, to come out in that second half and just make some plays. You know, they come out first drive down, but we stop and force them to kick three. And we block a punt throughout the course of that. Dev forces a fumble, and we were one play away from walking out of that stadium with a win. So shows a little bit of resiliency. And same with Houston, to be able to drive and you're kicking an onside kick late in the game to try to come back and win it. So obviously in this next game and moving forward, we have to do a better job of starting fast and trying to play from ahead. So I think that's something that we can learn from and continue to move forward. But we obviously, like you just said, we want to get in a W column.
We always hear the idea that when Bill's doing his press conferences, he's not just talking to reporters, but in some way he's also talking to his football team. And I found it interesting on Wednesday, in the middle of an answer, he said, you know, we've won 10 games. We're a pretty good football team. We've accomplished some things this year. Was he talking to the team there? And is this a team that has any wavering confidence right now that maybe needed a pat on its back from its head coach?
No, I don't think, I honestly don't think anything Bill says in the media is directed to us as a team. He's the type of coach and the type of guy that if he has something that he wants to say to us, he'll say it right in our face in a squad meeting or a one-on-one meeting, whatever the case. I don't think he uses those type of tactics. I think for him, it's two totally separate entities. And I think for most players, you hardly ever watch anybody's press conference or anything or read a transcript or anything of that nature. So I think that type of message, that kind of goes forward throughout our entire season. Obviously, when you lose, there's going to be some criticism. There's going to be sometimes it's tough to watch that game tape. But I think it's always about like correcting the mistakes, but then building guys up and building us up as a team. And I think we do that on a regular basis here as a ball club.
We're talking with Jason McCourty, who you returned to the field last week after missing a couple of games, and we see the injury report every week, and it seems to just be piling up more and more. At this stage of the year, what is it like during the week as you're trying to prepare, knowing that everybody's probably dealing with something, some worse than others, but I got to imagine, you know, getting into week 15 compared to week one, just what everybody's going through, you know, physically.
Yeah, exactly what you just said. At this point of the year, everybody's going through something. Nobody is 100%, and that's just the toll that the season takes on you. And I think it just helps from a mental toughness standpoint of realizing, like, hey, I'm not the only one going through something. I got to find a way to push through, find a way to continue to be out there and do what it takes to be able to show up for your guys and for your team. But like you just said, everybody's going through something different, but we all have something going on. So just trying to figure all of that out and move forward and continue to get better is the main key this time of the year.
Well, Jason, you're playing for a team right now that's fighting for one of the top seeds in the AFC. The Bengals really aren't. Their record says as much. And you've, in your career, played on teams that had a similar record to the Bengals come December. I'm curious, when you play on a team like that, like a team like Cincinnati, how do you stay focused knowing you're not going to be a playoff team? Because this is different this year, but you've played on teams like Cincy that in December, they're probably thinking about what draft pick we're going to get and not about getting to a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's more the norm for me than the latter.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say that, Jason. Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, you just alluded to it.
Yes, I did.
But I think there's times at this time of the year, not even thinking about a draft pick, you're thinking about, hey, like, where am I going on vacation, things of that nature. But I think at the same time, it's what makes you a dangerous team. I remember being some seasons where it's late in the season, you're going against a team, and you put up kind of the things that they're trying to accomplish, and you realize, like, man, we can ruin this for them, or we can ruin that for them. I think so as a team, you kind of bond together on a goal like that. And I think individually, at this time of the year, when you don't have maybe the best record and you're struggling a little bit as a team, personally, you look up and it's just, all right, the realization is they're going to dismantle this team a little bit. It's not going to be the same coming back next season. So I think personally, you know, like, hey, I got to go out there and play good football, stay healthy, and show whether it's this organization that I still belong here or whether it's 31 other teams. I'm just like, hey, I'm showcasing my talent, and if I'm not here, I'm worthy of being picked up, and I'm showing what my value is. So I think no matter what your situation is late in the season, everybody always has something to play for. Even if it's an opportunity for your family to come watch you play and you want to shine for them, there's always a ton of different things that motivate guys late in the year to continue to work and continue to go out there and put their best foot forward.
I know you have a lot of work to do, business, in the next couple of weeks, but it's also the holiday season. Wondering what a twin gets his brother this time of year. You guys good gift givers back and forth?
Man, I can honestly say in 32 years, I've never bought my brother a Christmas gift, and I think I'm going to continue that streak going. What we did as kids, we combined our stuff, so instead of each buying somebody a gift, we gave gifts out together. So we didn't need to get each other a gift. We were combining our money and buying one gift for people. So we learned how to kind of cheat the game a little bit that way.
Would people ever spin it on you and be like, well, I'm getting you guys one gift then? How's that sound? You're getting me one gift? I'll give the two of you one gift.
Nowadays, you don't get many gifts.
That's true.
I think those days are over. You know, moms and the wife, and the kids will get you something, but beyond that, I mean, it's a struggle these days. So I think for us, it's more about the giving part.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.